We are joined now by United States Senator Tina Smith. Senator, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, have you? Are you in Minnesota now, or are you in Washington?
I'm in Washington, D.C., and in about a little less than an hour, I'm going to be heading over to the Senate Agriculture Committee to take up the big farm bill.
Yeah, let's talk about that. First of all, you being on the Agriculture Committee, this is something that you really lobbied for. Tell us about that.
Well, it was really important to me to be on the Agriculture Committee. I know how important agriculture is to Minnesota's economy. I mean, it's interesting when you dig into it, the farm bill touches almost every aspect of life and the economy in Minnesota. So being able to have an influence on that and bring a Minnesota perspective to the farm bill and to agriculture generally has been just fantastic. I'm so glad I've had the opportunity to do this for Minnesota.
Now, will you be introducing some initiatives that you feel strongly about with that new farm bill?
Well, today we will be taking up the bill that the draft bill, and it's called markup, which is basically we all sit around a table and we look at the bill and we propose amendments. And I'm very pleased that this bill includes several of the initiatives that I have really been pushing for. This bill, first of all, is strong on the fundamental farm programs that are important to Minnesotans, like crop insurance and the conservation programs. And it also has strong bipartisan nutrition strategies with, like, especially with SNAP, which is so important for seniors and children and families with people with disabilities. And a lot of my efforts have been focused on the rural development part of the bill, and I'm really pleased that many of them have been included, including help for beginning farmers and farmers with diverse backgrounds, and help for rural energy, helping farmers and ranchers move to more energy efficiency and expanding their use of renewables. And then also broadband is an important part of the farm bill, and my Community Connect grant program is included in the bill, which I'm really excited about.
Now, the agriculture community within Minnesota, as you know, is very diverse. From corn and soybeans, we have sugar beets up north. The farm, the agriculture, also includes timber and such. Does a bill like this address all those things?
It really does. It addresses all of those things. It also addresses, for example, you make such a great point that Minnesota agriculture is so diverse, and including, everything from the big soybean growers to the guys that are growing vegetables for the men and women that are growing vegetables for farmers markets and local food. And this bill, I think, provides great kind of support for all of those efforts. And you mentioned timber. People often forget that the Farm Bill has a section on timber, and I'm glad to see that this bill also has some good strategies to include better use, more innovative uses, value-added uses for wood and job creation, and also helping to protect forest land in Minnesota.
Once again, we're talking with U.S. Senator Tina Smith about the farm bill that they'll be working on, actually starting a little bit later on this morning. On the national and international scene, of course, President Trump has imposed some tariffs. He has done quite a few things concerning trade. Is there anything in this bill that addresses any of that? Does it have any effect? Does one have an effect on the other?
Well, I'm really glad you raised that, because all of the discussion about trade and these tariffs has created a lot of uncertainty for Minnesota farmers. Now, the Farm Bill addresses that in one particular way, because it provides some help for farmers and ranchers that are interested in expanding their export markets. But fundamentally, trade is a separate issue for the Farm Bill. And my perspective on this is that trade is good and trade has to be fair. And in all the conversations that I've had with Minnesota farmers, whether they're, they grow soybeans or they, are sending their hogs off to, they're producing, beef or pork, they're just really concerned by the sort of the recklessness and the uncertainty that, and it feels a little chaotic. I think, trade requires, these trade negotiations require a little bit of finesse sometimes, and I think people are a little worried about that.
And lastly, as you work on this in the Senate, are you seeing, does the Farm Bill in its current form, does it have some bipartisan support? Is this something that is going to pass through?
I'm very hopeful about that. The bill that we'll be taking up in the Senate Agriculture Committee in just a little bit has the strong support, it has strong bipartisan support. So I'm quite optimistic that it'll pass out of our committee. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see it taken up by the full Senate in the coming weeks. And, you know, things, you never know what's going to happen, but I'm hopeful. We, of course, then have to come to an agreement with the House, and the House has taken a much more partisan approach than we have here in the Senate. So there'll be some work still to be done there. But it's so important to get this done for Minnesotans, because the farmers and ranchers need to have the certainty that this farm bill is there and they know how to plan for the coming year. I really hope we can get it done.
All right, Senator, anything else about the farm bill before we let you go?
Happy to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for calling in. We certainly appreciate it.
Bye.
Goodbye. That is U.S. Senator Tina Smith.